Great Tuesday morning, beloved, and thank you for allowing me to join you in your homes in this beautiful morning. Today, we are in Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 17, where Jesus heals a paralyzed man, and the teachers of the law accuse him of blasphemy. Jesus calls a tax collector to be one of his followers. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is discipleship. So let's begin. A few days later, Jesus went back to Capernaum, and the news spread that he was at home. So many people came together that there was no room left, not even out in front of the door. Jesus was preaching a message to them when four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man to Jesus. Because of the crowd, however, they could not get the man to see him. And so they made a hole in the roof right above the place where Jesus was. And when they had made an opening, they let the man down lying on his mat. Seeing how much faith they had, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My son, your sins are forgiven." Well, some teachers of the law who were sitting there thought to themselves, "How dare he talk like this? This is blasphemy. God is the only one who can forgive sins." At once, Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he said to them, "Why do you think such things? Is it easier to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, pick up your mat, and walk?' I will prove to you then that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, pick up your mat, and go home." And while they all watched, the man got up, picked up his mat, and hurried away. They were all completely amazed and praising God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Well, Jesus went back again to the shore of Lake Galilee, and a crowd came to him, and he started teaching them. As he walked along, he saw a tax collector, Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting in his office. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Levi got up and followed him. Later on, Jesus was having a meal at Levi's house, and a large number of tax collectors and other outcasts was following Jesus, and many of them joined him and his disciples at the table. Well, some teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw that Jesus was eating with these outcasts and tax collectors, and so they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with such people?" Jesus heard them and answered, "People who are well do not need a doctor, but only those who are sick. I have not come to call respectable people, but outcasts." Well, today's key verse is Mark chapter 2, verse 17. Jesus answered, "People who are well do not need a doctor, but only those who are sick. I have not come to call respectable people, but outcasts." You know, it's interesting that before the religious crowd showed up, Jesus was able to do so many healing miracles. But as soon as those religious guys show up, what happens? Oh, they start to criticize and you know, complain. "Oh, he doesn't have the authority to do this." Yeah, the common man doesn't care. All they want to know is, "Can Jesus set me free?" And you know what? He did it back then. He'll do it for you today. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you reach out in love to everyone, especially those cast out by society. Thank you for reaching out to me and welcoming me into your kingdom. Teach me to reach out with compassion and love to those who have been ostracized and to share with them the good news of your love and salvation. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and call it quits for today. Tomorrow, join me as we read Mark chapter 2, verses 18 through 28, where Jesus is questioned about fasting and about the Sabbath. Until then, keep looking up, because Jesus is coming soon. God bless you.